She Said is the coolest song on the record.
She Said was written about an experience in Los Angeles where they were hanging out at a house in Los Angeles, and Peter Fonda was there, and this was the second time they took LSD, and it was the first time they'd taken it consciously. George was a little bit worried. He didn't want to go through this kind of horror period again, and he was frightened of, you know, of having some sort of nightmare experience or feeling that he was dead. And Peter Fonda, who'd had an accident when he was a child, he'd been shot and was very close to death. I guess he was tripping as well, and he kept saying to George, you know, you don't need to worry, you don't need to worry, you know, I know what it's like to be dead. And this kind of freaked John out a bit to hear him say this, and so he wrote this song. So the original demos are He Said, I Know What It's Like to Be Dead.
He said, did he? Oh, that's very nice indeed.
It's just amazing to me, you know, when I watch these biographies of the Beatles on PBS, you know, during Pledge Drive, you know, they never tell these stories, you know, they never tell the good stories, stuck in a hot tub with a babbling Peter Fonda. They talk about the band being pelted with jelly beans.
He said, I know what it's like to be dead, I said. He said, I know what it's like to be dead. She said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it is to be sad.
Towards Paul and to John. I understand you're Dylan fans.
We all are.
Are you?
All of us are.
You all Dylan fans?
All of us, even George and
Ringo. Even me, yeah.
Even George and Ringo like him.
Is that
even
right?
The non-musical members of the group.
And we saw him in Britain, you know, and it was good, but we're not going to flog it.
It wasn't only the meaning of words, and Lennon talked to Dylan about this, it was how the sound of words came out. How do the sounds in the cadence that you sing them, how do they add to the song? Lennon realized that he just didn't have to have something to say. He could also use words in a sound collage as he did, starting with that arrow of Revolver and then taking it to the extreme with something like I Am the Walrus.
From a musician standpoint, it has incredibly interesting time changes. When I was a boy, you know, like each measure is a different time signature, and then it goes back to sort of straight time for the choruses. The drumming is really impressive and kind of really sort of polyrhythmic. It's almost like jazz drumming, you know. He's not really hitting two and four. He's kind of just, you know, rolling and almost soloing through the whole song, you know.